Hi there. The word for you today is if you're a wife. Yesterday we talked about if you're a husband. Today, if you're a wife, it's your turn. In Ephesians 5:22, Paul writes, "Wives, submit to your own husbands." Now, some people like to use this scripture to treat women like a doormat, rob them of their voice and any right to a leadership role. Read the Bible. Deborah led the nation of Israel. Huldah the prophetess spoke the word of God to kings. So, let's go back and read that scripture again. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as to the Lord. As a wife, you're called to submit to, quote, your own husband, not to all men. In God's eyes, men and women are equal. Galatians 3:28 says there is neither male nor female in Christ. Paul isn't speaking about your person. He's speaking about your role in the home. As a human being, a general isn't more important than a sergeant. But for an army to function successfully, there must be a respected chain of command where one leads and the other follows, right? God doesn't want you to squirm under your husband's leadership, but snuggle up into the security that it should afford you. You can excel in your career and still allow yourself to enjoy being nurtured, loved, and protected by your husband. Properly understood, your husband's love and leadership doesn't rob you of your strength. It simply keeps you in balance by allowing you to reconnect with your softness and femininity. But a word of caution here. If you're looking for a man who can be everything, forget it, you're going to be disappointed. God is the only one who can be everything. And by expecting perfection from your husband, you're asking more from him than you're able to provide yourself. Here's God's scriptural plan for how it works. 1 Peter 3, verse 7, reading from the New Living Translation of Scripture, Peter writes, "She is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. Treat her as you should. So your prayers will not be hindered."